The moon is a black girl and you don't deserve her. The moon is a black girl with an arm that knows the twist and give of an Indian burn from boys she doesn't know. Of course, she is so sick with love for the evading sun she has made an athleticism out of her endurance. None of us ever bother to ask her how she feels. The moon's name is not Luna. It is some oasis of tar, a sweet stuckness that we could never get out correctly and in one piece, so why should she give it to us? The moon eats hot Cheetos and pickles for breakfast. Doesn't give a fuck what you have to say about that. The moon wears wigs, weaves, braids, everything you've seen on a white model on a red carpet and chose to stay quiet about. The moon will kick your ass if you do not continue to stay quiet when it comes to what she wears, does, sees, has no time for your selective outrage, your performative activism, your Missy Anning or your white-splaining. The moon is too busy giving. The moon is guiding her people to freedom, sheltering a young couple from the pain of yesterday. The moon is the sole proprietor of empathy. It was her hand combing the hair of my empty-handed mother when her stress cleansed the earth of my brother and the baby before him. The moon held my mother's hand, passed her tissues, convinced her to get up and go out that night, and they danced until my mother was smiling again. They danced, for every day the moon choked on the dark and came out new and blood red and panting. They danced until the sun could no longer stand it and stomped outside with his hose on full blast, determined to crater the noise away.